Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
The rights of a parent encouraging critical analysis of evolution go before the bar of justice. This is Seth Cooper, specially coming to you for this ID the Future podcast. On December 1st, a federal court in California will hear important pretrial arguments in the latest stage of the case of Caldwell versus Roseville Joint Union High School District. The case arose after a year-long attempt by parent Larry Caldwell to enhance his school district's teaching of evolution. Caldwell and other parents wanted students to learn about scientific criticisms of neo-Darwinian evolutionary theory and chemical evolutionary theory. Caldwell proposed his school board consider a quality science education policy, which simply stated that teachers should, quote, help students analyze the scientific strengths and weaknesses of existing scientific theories, including the theory of evolution, end quote. The policy proposal included supplementary curricular materials containing scientific criticisms of neo-Darwinian and chemical evolutionary theories raised by scientists. Given the growing scientific controversy surrounding neo-Darwinian evolution and the U.S. Supreme Court's recognition that schools may teach scientific critiques of prevailing scientific theories, one would think the school board would have at least considered Caldwell's proposal. But no, the board chose stonewalling and intimidation. Caldwell was subjected to a long train of abuses by certain members of the school board and school district administration. Taking a Darwin-only hard line, Caldwell's detractors blocked the quality science education proposal from placement on the board's agenda for several months, despite state laws and procedures providing citizens with opportunity to promptly place items on school board agendas for consideration. Caldwell's attempts to have his curricular materials taken up by the school district's curriculum instruction team and his attempts to take up an instructional materials challenge were likewise thwarted by the school district. Administrative procedures that should have been followed were ignored, to Caldwell's detriment. All throughout, certain school board members and district officials resorted to badmouthing Caldwell in public. Caldwell only wanted to teach science in science class, but his detractors resorted to anti-religious rhetoric and repeatedly and falsely insisted that Caldwell wanted to put religion into science class. Apparently convinced that it sufficiently attacked Caldwell's credibility and poisoned the well on the issue of evolution, the board majority voted down Caldwell's proposal. Even so, the board only put the quality science education policy on the agenda after extracting a promise from Caldwell to drop a pending administrative complaint against the district for its stonewalling. Caldwell then filed a civil rights suit against the district. In a momentous pretrial ruling from October 25, 2005, federal judge Frank Damrell rejected the school district's attempts to dismiss the case on the basis that Caldwell had no valid constitutional claims. The judge held that Caldwell sufficiently alleged his freedom of speech and due process rights were violated by the school district, and that the school district violated the Establishment Clause by exhibiting anti-religious animus toward Caldwell. Significantly, the judge ruled that Caldwell sufficiently alleged that the school board treated him differently from others in the community based upon his actual or perceived religious beliefs, a violation of equal protection. It surely didn't help the school district that its lawyers pejoratively referred to Caldwell as a, quote, right-wing evangelical fundamentalist, end of quote, in its court documents. If the district's lawyers thought derogatory name-calling would lead the judge to dismiss the case, they were wrong. Now, both Caldwell and the school district will argue summary judgment motions to the court. Both parties assert that no factual issues remain in the record to prevent the judge from deciding the case without trial. Caldwell and his attorneys at Pacific Justice Institute maintain that the pretrial record shows that Caldwell's rights were clearly violated by the school district. Caldwell seeks the court to order the school district to adopt procedures to ensure that citizen-requested items will be placed on the board's agenda without delay or censorship. He also seeks the court to order the district to allow his curricular materials to go before the curriculum instructional team for consideration. Likewise, Caldwell seeks the court to order a full review of his complaint through the curriculum materials challenge process that he was earlier denied. Presumably, the school district's motions to dismiss will be rejected again. If Caldwell's pretrial motion is also denied, The case will go to trial in 2007. Caldwell's case will hopefully vindicate the rights of parents who encourage students to learn the strengths and weaknesses of neo-Darwinian and chemical evolutionary theories. Quality science education means that students learn more about evolution, not less. This is Seth Cooper signing off for ID the Future.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.